Good evening. You're listening to the T-Formers podcast on 1031 Halloween 09.
In the heart of Transylvania, in the Vampire Hall of Fame, yeah, there's not a vampire than the other. He won't bite Beast the Man, cause he's a bad guy, yeah, and things never run plan for. If you're looking for some fun, you can always count upon the wild one they call
Dracula.
Hey, Count Dracula.
Welcome to the T-Formers.com podcast. It's a very scary podcast. Ooh, it's a very scary evening because it's Halloween. Insert sound effects here later. So anyway, I'm Iron High 1975, and I've been painted Diet Cone Black for the special...
Diet Cone Black?
I mean, whatever the black version of Iron High is. Anyhow, the more expensive...
Diacone!
Anyhow, I'm joined by my companions from the cults. We have the Count Jason.
Good evening.
And we have the Mummy Ender.
The Mummy?
I don't know. What do you
want to
be?
What am I supposed to do with the Mummy?
What character?
Everybody else is a Count and I'm the Mummy?
Well, what do you want to
be? Well, no, just grunt, because, I mean, that would be pretty – that would fit with your idiom. Like,
yeah.
You hate Revenge of the Fall.
All right.
Transform us
till we die.
Well, let's see, Jason, if you're going to be the Count, I got to be something else. What should I be?
Because we were both the Count. I was just going to go with the Count. I was going to go.
Well, you're going to be
three bad impressions.
You can be the little kid who's scared, just totally crapless, and can't speak properly. So you'll be in character the whole time.
Hey, that fits perfectly.
Yeah, it's like he stutters and can't pronounce correctly.
Would you like to donate to UNICEF?
Yeah. I used to be addicted to crack, but now I am fine. Would you like to buy a subscription?
Yeah. Okay. All right. This isn't really a comedy podcast, but this is a Transformers podcast. And this is a special Halloween edition of Transformers, T-Formers.com podcast. And there's really not much going to be different, except I may add special sound effects to the back of this one.
Yeah, I was going to say there's going to be a few ham-fisted attempts at some sound effects and tomfoolery, and that's not – that's there you go. That's your special.
Exactly. So, but
– Count to the Dracula.
Yeah.
In the heart of Transylvania. All right. So on to movie news. Revenge of the Fallen remains a powerhouse, selling 7.5 million DVDs sold in the first week.
And now, is this like a Bayism, or is this for real, not for play?
This is coming from the top Transformers news site, tformers.com, so I presume it's real.
Okay.
Okay. So, well, yeah, this seems to be like it doesn't say Bay anywhere on it, so I don't think we have to cut it in half. It's
according
not like-
to analysis from Home Media Magazine, 7.5 million copies were snatched up from retailers in the first week of the film's release on home media. This makes the film the top-selling DVD of the year. 1.2 million of these copies were in Blu-ray format. The film sold 2 million copies of this first day in stores. 500,000 of them were high-definition Blu-ray disc format. So there are some people that like this, Ender. I hate to tell you.
I bought a Blu-ray copy of it.
You did?
I don't have a Blu-ray player. It came with an Optimus Prime head.
You know what? Everyone buys – this is the thing for the – with the first movie. Everybody bought the first movie because it was like the – you know how like Dark Side of the Moon was like the test for your sound system? Transformers, the first movie, was a test for HD TV when it came out.
Well, now this is the new one.
Yeah. Well, now the new one is the test for Blu-ray. So – because it's like the special effects are like, you know, the thing that basically people, you know, use to test out how great their you know, their everything looks. So, I'm not sure where I was going with that thought, but basically, the point is that basically I could see why people bought this even if they don't like it, because it's basically, it's something you could pop in, sort of impress people with your super giant television set.
Well, these come out, there's, you know, a media blitz. You go into the store, it's like right in your face everywhere. And you know, if you walked out of the movie theater and were like, okay, that was all right, then I'm sure a lot of people bought it, but I think what we're kind of looking at is like now we enter the phase where you watch it once and you're like, oh, that wasn't so bad, and watch it again, and you kind of get a little bored in the middle and go do something else, and 2 weeks later you notice you just pop it in every once in a while and watch the forest scene and the end scene and take it out.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so well, I mean, that's what I did. I popped in the forest scene and I went through it because I went through it, you know, frame by frame to figure out what the heck Prime was actually doing there.
So, yeah, see?
But
I think that whole deal with Bay, though, with the 4 million to 2 million scale, is that they just weren't counting the 2 million that Bay bought for himself. Never be short a coaster in that guy's house.
Yeah. Here, would you like a copy? Really, have one. Sure, you sure? Last time.
I'm sorry, would you like a, you know, what copy of my $2 billion blockbuster to set under your, you know, rum and coke there?
Yeah, I would not be surprised if he bought one for everybody on the staff, so. But, hey, what we think anything?
And everyone in Paraguay.
Yeah. What, can I eat these?
Yeah, I was like, you could have gotten me a sandwich, you bastard.
I want to see, like, a little charity video where they're, like, using them as plates and building houses out of them and bring, you know, bring with them.
Here's a house built out of Transformers Revenge of the Fall DVD.
Use them as a window
here had never had a plate before.
Yeah. Use them as a reflecting mirror for when you get lost in the job.
Oh, geez. All right, so anything else we want to talk about the story or just move on?
Let's just move on.
Moving on. Jace, you read.
I read, yes. We've got new novel. We have got Transformers Exodus by Alex Irvine. So just in is news that the Del Rey Books will be releasing a new science fiction novel based on the Transformers property called Transformers Exodus. It's being written by Alex Irvine. What's interesting about this book is it's 352 pages long, so it looks to be something of epic proportions and not just another kid's book. Currently, there is no summary or indication of the timeline or series or looks like damn near anything else. One can only ponder the possibilities, and currently it's scheduled to hit on June 22nd in 2010. So that's all we really have about that. But for those of you that don't know Alex Irvine, he's the author of such notable works as the Magazine of Fantasy and Science Fiction, Batman Inferno, and Iron Man Virus. So if that's any indication of the content of Exodus, it very well may be that this is an entirely fictional book set in its own universe, though it seems likely it will be a setup for the third movie, which I think would make a little more sense. I mean, just having another little microcosm off to the side is, you know, I don't know, just... I don't think that would be as powerful as, you know, something in the current canon.
Yeah, I'm of the mind where it's like, where were all these great books when I was a kid and in the library looking for something exciting to read? And all we had was like 1950s science fiction crap.
Yeah. Well, I think that's... I
you mean
think
like
that's,
the classics and pillars of science fiction?
Just yeah.
That crap? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, like all we had is like the time machine. What the hell is this?
All this... stupid Asimov and Heinlein. Where are my movie tie-in books?
I just wanted to...
Where's my bad fiction that for Michael Bay to roll over in the next movie and pretend didn't happen?
I remember going through the library just going, there were no Transformer books back in the day because you really couldn't... I mean, the whole point of Transformers is sort of a visual medium. It's not something you could really... And I read the one prequel from the movie, which was absolutely horrible. It's just like Transformers doesn't translate that well into you know, reading medium. It's more maybe comic book, but beyond that, it's I don't know.
Like Mario Brothers, it is unlikely to erupt into some form of literary epic.
Exactly.
Yes. I was going to say, I mean, you were wondering why there wasn't books in the library based upon them. I think you just answered your question.
Yeah, it was a vision. Well, as a kid, I didn't know what, you know. I was poor, and the library was free.
Oh, you were not poor. Your dad was the numbers.
What was that? Or actually,
I am a fan of endless sorrow.
I got the babysitting blues.
I got GoBots all my days.
Actually, we have a GoBot story, I think, a little bit later in the news.
Oh, joy.
But continuing on, AllSpark Experiment secret video. Base says Transformers 3 goes deeper. Ender, if you would, please.
really have to say goes deeper?
Bay okay. supposedly is equipped.
All right. Thank you.
That's what I heard. Don't know if I right. understand.
Okay.
Sure. Just a story right. we heard from the back of the band bus.
Actually, it was a porn star, supposedly, he had a fling with, but needless to say, go on.
I still thought you were kidding. Anyway. Here in my car. All right. The second movie is barely over, and Michael Bay is already talking about what's in store for Transformers 3 from a secret clip on the Transformers Blu-ray disc edition. Bay give us some of his thoughts where he wants to go with this third installment.
You should probably edit for the fans. I mean, yes, okay. No one else seems to, so we probably could. Yeah.
Primus, you get a D for cut for typing.
Stupid almighty God. All right. Citing the movies were grand enough that his desire to go sideways deeper into the Transformers movie backstory and give us something darker and more emotional. From TF Lam? Wow, somebody should have thought about that acronym harder. In the video, Bay suggests he's going to go sideways, quote, rather than bigger. With more research into the Transformers lore. Oh, goody. And an image of Unicron is shown. His desire for something that isn't just action, but something darker and more emotional. The video was likely recorded before he committed to getting TF3 out for summer 2011. And really, it's way too early to draw any definitive conclusions from the video, as likely the film is still in the spitballing phase to see what sticks. That's another graphic reference there. The video is below on tformers.com. Okay. So I watched this video. And the only news here is that, like, Bay said the words Transformers 3. There's really nothing else to glean from this. That, like, they show Unicron and he's talking about the lore. And it's like, clearly, whoever edited this video wanted people to think about Unicron and be excited.
Right.
Bay is thinking about that car behind him, you know, turning into another car as his big concept, I'm sure. You know what I mean? Like, there's no correlation between what he's talking about and that image. So, yeah, Bay, you know, he even kind of, he gets the end of it and he's like, yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about. You asked me a question, I don't have an answer to.
Yeah, it's just hype for, you know, he obviously knows that Transformers 3 was going to be, you know, the big... He's obviously knows he's going to do Transformers 3. So it's one of those things where it's like, well, maybe I'll just put a little bit of a snippet what I may do up for the next movie. But other than that, you know, it's like, yeah, we've heard before.
I think his interviewer caught him a little off guard and asked him a question about something. And he just started talking about what he'd been thinking about. It wasn't like, I think he usually means not to talk about things he doesn't have any plan for.
Right.
This was just like, he started going and then stops and is just like, oh, yeah.
Can we do this over?
I think they might as well have just like taken like little clips, snippets of him talking and pasted them together. So it was like, Transformers 3 is going to be awesome and even bigger than, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, see, Michael Bay talked about Transformers 3. Like, very good.
I would not be surprised if someone did that at some point, so. Although there was somebody who did a video on YouTube that said this is what Transformers 3 is going to look like, and it was like zoomed in, complete action, nonstop, and then just completely just mass chaos for like a complete 2 minutes and whatnot. And
I'm still holding out for him to buy one of the islands of Indonesia and literally blow it off the planet.
What would be the point of that, though? Because he wouldn't have a wide shot. I think we're more likely to see like the internal atomic mechanics of combustion. Like, he's just going to zoom in until we can see like the electrons flying off.
No, man, he just
starts to break up.
He'd contract a one of the local battleships, you know, have the wide shot off there. You can have some satellite photos. No, I mean, hell, if the satellites can read the paper that you're reading, you know, I'm sure as hell that we can get it to, you know, watch the island of one of the islands of Indonesia blow up.
Yeah, but I think you can count his wide shots on like the last 10 movies on your, you know, fingers.
Yeah, that's true.
And if you watched your fingers while he was shooting them, you wouldn't be able to see all of them at once.
So the question, so basically there's no news here is what we're saying.
And we definitely milked out that no news portion.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, Transformers 3 is going to be greater, bigger. We're going to address all the fans' concerns. We're going to have more of the characters talking. It's going to be everything all the fans want. Trust us this time.
Yeah, exactly. And this time...
Because our track record's so great!
Moving on to toy news, because there's not much else to talk about. Jace, if you would, please.
Yes, indeed. So we have Crazy Devi announces the G1 Devastator light-up replacement head. So this is cool. Looks like we've got a new custom parts maker in the hood, so to speak. The guy's over at crazydevi.com, and that's C-R-A-Z-Y-D-E-V-Y.com if anybody wants to check it out. Have posted a pre-order page for a replacement head for the G1 Devastator Combiner action figure team. The new head, named the CDM W-01 Construction Brigade Power Parts has a red visor installed with an embedded red LED that lights up. The item is said to be released in mid-November for $11.95, and it features, it's casted in, you know, Polylac Virgin ABS, has a switch-activated LED for the eyes. As we said, it's G1 compatible, and it has a ball joint neck, which is cool, so you can definitely swivel him around. You know, it looks decent. You know, $12, not bad. You know, if you've got a good Devastator set kicking around, it's a looks like a nice accessory for it.
So you can have Devastator with both the two eyes versions and the single eye version, as seen in both episodes of all episodes of the cartoon at the same time, because I guess it was drawn by the different people.
Crazy Dev now enters the race to get sued. And the who can make the longest name to get around copyright.
Yeah, seriously.
Construction Brigade Power Parts.
Thank you, Roger Rabbit.
And look, Raul Stars.
No, I like this. This is actually a little enhancement, which, once again, I think this is what the enhancement people do best. I think this is actually really cool compared to... I mean, the Springer toy is probably really cool too, but you know, obviously we're worried about, you know, copyright infringement. But this is something where I think the smaller companies are actually, you know, this is what they should be doing. Is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I'm all for light up Jive. And $11.95 isn't too bad.
No, not at all.
No, that's a steal.
There you go.
There you go.
For custom stuff.
All right, moving on to Transformers Xbox Ender.
Okay, thanks to the folks over at Video Gamer in the UK who have posted news and an image of some new Xbox 360 game bundles coming our way. They're reporting on a story in the most recent issue of The Future that Microsoft is readying two new Xbox 360 Elite bundles for Star Trek and the Transformers. The Transformers bundle is shown in a picture here on tformers.com with a black Elite Plus console that is a nice replacement for the classic white and green. The bundle comes with a Microsoft Xbox 360 Elite Plus, the Activision's Transformers Revenge of the Fallen, which is a good game, a Bumblebee-themed USB stick, which you can't see terribly well here. I wonder if it's like actually shaped like Bumblebee in some way or just has some painted on it. It has a copy of Transformers Revenge of the Fallen, the movie, on it, and an extra black Elite Plus wireless controller. It is not known what size drive the console will have, either the 120 gigabyte or the new 250 gigabyte. I bet it's the 250. No release date or price is indicated. We will venture a guess this will be in stores for the holidays at a special price. Keep it dialed to tformers.com for updates as soon as they come out.
Oh, please be under $300. Please be under $300.
Yeah, don't hold your breath on that.
No.
You're looking at more between five and six here.
Oh.
Because you're getting the game, an extra controller, and they, you know, all the extra drive, and then they have to pay somebody probably to put Optimus Prime on the side of the box.
Yeah, but see, I would totally buy this if it was, like, within $300 range. So.
Yeah, but it's not.
Yeah, we don't know that yet. I can have hope. I can't have
with me here, baby.
Don't rain on my parade.
If there was like a big Autobot symbol branded on this baby, I'd so be thinking about it.
Yeah,
but just like, it's a black Xbox with Prime's. With Prime on the box.
But see, for people like me that are wanting to jump into getting a new system maybe for the holidays, this would be ideal for me if the price is right.
But it's not.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Just cough up the dough, man.
I don't have the dough. That's the problem.
Do not keep hope alive while Ender's here. We've even got Weebum waiting in the wings with his recess stick and stones to beat him.
Where's Weebum, by the way? I gotta give him a heads up. He's supposed to be joining us at some point.
I'm
kind of curious what kind of teacher that he had growing up who let them beat the hell out of each other during recess with sticks and stones. Oh, they're wacky kids, don't worry about it. And they're throwing stones at each other like shuriken and beating the crap out of each other with sticks.
It wasn't a real teacher, it was like an escaped convict.
Right, exactly.
Like nuns on the run. It's like, today we will be teaching knuckle slapping. And tomorrow, the cuss.
Last one of you little bastards that stand and gets an A.
Guys are terrible. All right, so any more thoughts on this Xbox 360?
Yeah, it's an Xbox.
Yeah, it's an Xbox.
All right. All right, moving on to... Okay, Transformers Collectors Club Punch, Counterpunch, Full Head Turnaround Sculpt revealed, and the Transformers Collector Club has fully revealed the head turnaround sculpt of the upcoming club exclusive Punch, Counterpunch. The figure will be a retooled version of Transformers Universe Sunstreaker figure. Be sure to join the club if you're interested in picking up this figure when it becomes available. And so I thought we were going to see the actual toy, but so far all we got is the head.
It's kind of like Rat Trap in the one mode.
Yeah, it's kind of, I mean, it's
well, interesting. That's without the helmet.
It's interesting to see the design schematics and whatnot, but I'm dang anxious to see what this toy looks like.
Yeah, from this, I think this may be the first one of those exclusives I may actually pick up if it delivers on promise. These heads look all right. That mold wasn't bad. It did have two sides. Maybe they can do something with that.
Yeah, it's a great idea. I'm curious to see how it turns out. So,
I could get behind this one. Depends on. I mean, we haven't seen the final toy though, but this is encouraging.
Right. Jason, any thoughts?
Really, I just kind of mirror you guys. I before I really can pass judgment. I mean, we've got line drawings. I mean, yeah, the line drawings look all fine and good, but I need to see it in plastic. I mean, they could put a completely garish color scheme on this thing and just totally ruin it for me. So right. I need to see more of a finished product before I'll really comment. I mean, so far, yeah, it looks pretty good, but they're line drawings of heads.
Yeah,
so.
These are designs that they'll probably get filtered through Hasbro, which means they have to go through the quality control department, which is, as we know, a team of Reese's monkeys.
They're filled with delicious peanut butter while they do.
Really? Really? Peanut butter and chocolate together? So, all right. I guess moving on to the next story. Back to you, Jace.
Yeah. Yay.
Everyone, we're so thrilled with the news this week. It's like, yay.
It's just not only is it yet again another exclusive, you have to go to this particular store to get this. It's just a yay repaint. So yeah, so we've got new details and pics of Kmart exclusive Nebular Starscream. Thanks to S250, who's posted some new images of the previously revealed Transformers Nebular Starscream that has been revealed to be a Kmart store's repaint. It's an exclusive release. You can get a close-up look of the box front as well as the back tech specs if you go to tformers.com. I mean, all in all, it's not a terrible repaint. I mean, it kind of has that whole, you know, looking at the Matrix screen kind of look to it, you know, as far as the colors and the overall.
Teal.
Yeah, well, it's like a metallic teal. I mean, I don't hate it. But just on principle, just the whole repaint thing just automatically takes it down a few notches in my mind. So, I mean, it's all right. I mean, for those of you that are into such things, but otherwise it's Starscream repainted.
I think this is Hasbro's attempt to finish Kmart off. I think we know what that K stands for on here.
KO?
Crap. This is the Crap Mart exclusive. This is like the exclusive we give to those people. We didn't really want to give it exclusive, but we told we would. Yeah, we didn't want to put that much effort into it because they might be closed before it comes out.
Yeah, exactly.
This is our standard black and teal repaint of everything. They should just like, they should have a whole separate line of Transformers. It's just called black and teal. Just go for it. Go for the gold.
So I take it you don't like this.
I'm going to get you one for your birthday.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. Actually, by the way, folks, next week is Z Piper's birthday, and there might be an exclusive live in-studio performance with him. So stay tuned next week. Z Piper might be in town celebrating.
One way or another, we'll definitely be making fun of how old he is.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're not going to state that.
Yeah, he's only a couple of more years older than me. Hey, James, guess what? You're going to collect Social Security before me.
At least I'll have a little
get
bit
free coffee at McDonald's before you.
Wow, if only I drank coffee. Mm.
They give free coffee to senior citizens?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Why do you think there's always like eight old people sitting at McDonald's with small
that
coffee?
Explains it. I always wonder why the old people are always there in the morning.
Yeah, they don't order anything. It's like, oh, just have a coffee. And that's it. Like, they don't even get like an apple pie. It's like coffee.
A senior coffee. It's like a special size just for them, so they don't have to give them too much.
Yeah.
Right.
I wasn't aware of that. Well, hey, if we have any elderly listeners of the show.
I'm sure we do.
Then just let you know. If you want to, you could get free coffee at McDonald's. So go enjoy that.
For all our elderly listeners, yeah, which we probably, which we don't have anymore.
And now you know, and knowing is half the battle.
Ian McKellen is turning off his computer right now. Going,
oh. Yeah. My God, they've turned me on to an amazing nugget of information. Quick, Reginald, get to the Bentley. We're going to PD's.
All right. Actually, okay, so this next story I'm actually very excited about. So, Ender, if you would read this next story so I can dance and prance and up and down in my room while you do it.
Oh, joy.
Oh, joy.
Legends, happy, Combiner joy, Devastator, joy, happy, coming to you. What, you're interrupting me?
Sorry, sorry. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Go on.
Okay, thank you, Stimpy. All right. So, it turns out that the USA release of the Easy Collection is a reality. This is not a shocker to me. Was this really a shocker to anybody?
It's a shocker to me.
Thanks to the Arker, some new images have been revealed showing Legends class toys in a gift package. There are no details on the release date or all that. Hurry up and wait, Wyatt. But take a look at the figures and pack in the meantime. So if I was going to get a Devastator, I would so get this Devastator.
This is the one I would get because this is the one where the vehicles turn into robots, and then the robots and the turn into Devastator.
Which is what makes a Combiner, is what Devastator is.
Right. Exactly.
However, the toy still looks like crap, so I'm not going to get one.
Yes.
Well, you know, the toy is what it is. It's a bunch of tiny robots, but for what it is, I'm rather impressed by it, so...
The design's just still so bad. It's like, wow, what a fantastic representation of something I really don't want to own.
Yeah, well, I would pick this one up if the price is right. So.
If the price is right, I might change my mind looking at it in person. Sometimes I do, but I gotta say, it's still ugly. Fugly Stator.
I would pay about $60 to get this because I want a new Devastator that actually is little. Vehicles that transform into individual robots and then combine to form Devastator. So
60? Really?
Yeah.
I'd go 30 with a couple of drinks in me.
See, I'm of the mind where it's like this is the Devastator that actually hopefully will not fall apart when I put them together.
Well, see, but then the fun of this one is you're going to be like, yeah, I'll set him up with all my other guys. And then you'll put him next to him. And it's like, wow, he's shorter than the Leader Class Prime.
Yeah, wow. What can you do? You know, it's you know, if they tried to make the actual Devastator with the actual large ones, it would be
good.
I don't know. I mean,
it just drives me nuts. They're like, oh yeah, we couldn't make one that would combine them and transform in this size. But if you make them really tiny, then it works.
Yeah, well, how big is this? Do we know? I mean, what is this? What's the size of
these?
These
are Legends class guys. So these guys, think of like a like the Legends of Cybertron figures.
So it's about the size of the original Devastator, then.
Yeah.
So, I mean, around that size, you would say?
Yeah.
So I mean, like, yeah, I think it would be a nice comparison to put side by side, so.
That I could see. I could see that. You could see how much, you could get that little red light thing and put it on your G1 Devastator and see how much cooler it is than this.
Oh, who would win in a battle, the original G1 Devastator or the new Devastator?
Are you talking about like on screen fight or like if we smash the toys together?
No, on screen fight.
Oh, the original Devastator because he has a gun.
Yeah, I was gonna say it wouldn't matter because they get within like 6 feet of each other, and John Turturro would yell into a microphone, and this Devastator would explode.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like I don't care how big your claws are or how much sand you can suck up. You know, the other one has a gun. As long as he sees you coming.
Plus, he actually talks and doesn't roar like a monkey. So,
monkeys roar.
Well, the original, they sort of was. I can't remember where I read it. But actually, I think it was the interview.
The seeds of the future are buried in the past.
I think it was the one of the interviews where they said that the idea of Devastator being so heavy that he would sort of walk around like a monkey or a gorilla, where he would have his hands on the ground. So that's sort of where they were going with this Devastator, with a big, giant, mindless destruction guy.
Like insectoid looks, because they were aliens, because of course insects and monkeys are from space.
Yes.
Let's not get into dissecting the movie now, boys.
That was just random sarcasm. I'm allowed random sarcasm. It says right here on page 6.
What? What?
Insert snarky comment.
Yeah.
Where did we write that into your contract? Darn it, who put this in Ender's contract? Anyhow,
why does Ender have a contract?
Yeah, what does even have Ender?
I wrote it myself.
So, all right, so I'm happy this is coming over. I'm excited. I may pick this up depending on what my finances are in 2 months. So,
I actually may be lured by the fact it's a combiner. I gotta admit.
Come on, Ender, jump on the bandwagon.
I haven't gotten many revenge toys. I might. Breakdown on that. I don't know. We'll see what it looks like.
All right. Moving on to Unknown Transformers Action Figure Molds Deluxe Drift. Dun dun dun. And Jin Zhao of Kot KO Toys.
KO Toys.
KO Toys has posted new images of Transformers that are described as prototypes of toys in development. Without much more information on what the figures are, there is much to speculate about. The figures appear to be a deluxe class action figure. The designs are Cybertronian in nature and exact stylings that don't echo any production cars we know of. Likewise, they do not appear to be homages to any G1 character designs at first look. This figure is somewhat reminiscent of the Drift character with the rear spoilers, giving us some good cues on what this may be more pumped up version in toy form. So this is Drift, I'm thinking. What do you guys think?
I'm looking at these. I'm thinking, yeah, that could be Drift. It has the spoiler. And I look down at the bottom one, and I think it reminds me of two things. One, sort of a pre-Earth Grimlock we've seen. And it also kind of reminds me of an old design for Transtech Prime. But I'm having a hard time getting over the fact that this is coming from KO Toys, which I'm almost certain means knock-off toys. So is it possible that these are just knockoffs?
So this could be a knockoff of Drift, or they...
Well, not a knockoff of anything, just a knockoff toy. Just a, like, this is a Transformer we're going to sell for $3 in the back of Big Lots.
Right, right. Jace, what do you think?
I don't even have an opinion on this. I don't really think it looks all that great. I agree with Ender's comments on that. I mean, I have no idea. I was looking at the comments below this particular story, and one person says that it kind of looks like an F1 with a Batman shield on accessory, which is true. Yeah, I don't know. This just doesn't do a lot for me. I mean, it looks like a knockoff to me. I agree.
This is certainly not the usual outlet through which we would see such things.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if they're leaking this to see if there's actually anybody that's interested in purchasing the toy, and then if that's if there's an interest, then they'll go ahead and start making.
Again, you ascribe a subtlety to Hasbro's marketing department that I just don't believe exists.
Well, this isn't Hasbro. This is KO Toys, right?
Well, but Hasbro would be making these if they were going to be real characters,
right?
KO Toys might be getting these things in and think it's worth showing to people, and they might just be knockoffs. But if this is a marketing ploy, it's from, you know, a knockoff seller selling knockoffs, I think, rather than Hasbro, because like as I've said before, Hasbro's marketing department says "oops" a lot more often than it says "mwahaha."
And there's actually a guy behind the desk going "mwahaha." I can just see it now.
It's a job title. I'm sure it's like Department of Cackling.
Yeah, you know what? It was funny. I was watching the DVD, and they did say they did keep up by listening to the various Transformers news sites. So I'm just wondering, is it possible a Hasbro person could be listening to us right now? And if so, how do I get a job at your company? I mean, seriously, I've been trying for 3 years now.
If so, please don't call the lawyers again.
I was going to say, dude, sitting outside in your Optimus Prime sleeping bag going like, employ me, I know things. Like, that's not going to get them to want to hire you.
No.
Actually, interesting enough, I hear that's how Aaron Archer got his job.
Oh.
Now we'll see if they're listening.
All right.
Touché, pussycat.
All right. So just
Mr. Archer is a very nice man, and he bought us drinks.
Oh, really?
He did. No, we bought him drinks, but we're trying.
Well, seriously, if any Hasbro person is listening, give us a shout out at some point. So,
yes, in your next inter-office memo, yeah. That we'll never know about. Woo!
I want a special version of Ironhide in the Ironhide.
Kill the human Ironhide.
Now, yeah,
voice chip deactivated Ironhide. Press the button for random slurs. Buzz the buzz.
Oh, you're terrible. You guys are terrible. All right, moving on to comic news. Thank God Ender's here. So, Ender, tell us some comic news.
Okay, so these are what we call these solicitations for January. There's a ton of stuff here, and there's a ton of spoilers. And I'm hesitant to give a bunch of spoilers because this is like for comics that are coming out in 3 months. Like, these aren't even spoilers for next week. This is like spoilers for like next year. By this point, what we have here is we have some covers that are interesting to see. By January, we're going to be on Transformers Ongoing number 3. You can get some hints for what's going to be going on by this point. There's going to be a lot of interaction with the humans, I'm thinking. This has Magnus on the cover. And I think what we're going to be seeing here is like how either they're going to be like going balls to the wall epic, which I'm not sure is the best move for an ongoing, because I think the name of the game in an ongoing comic is kind of sustainability. Mm. See where they're going with that. We're going to get Last Stand of the Wreckers in January, which we have a preview for this. I'll go into this in a minute. Be on Bumblebee number 2. This has big spoilers for what Bumblebee's series is going to be about. Again, lots of humans. It's looking to be Tales of the Fallen number 6. I didn't even realize they were doing this many of those. We're going to see Thundercracker in this one in the movie verse. That's kind of interesting. Volume 13 of Animated, which is basically like a comic book publishing of just the shows. And All Hail Megatron Volume 4. They actually have stretched out the CODA series into 2 volumes of All Hail Megatron, which is kind of like, it probably should have been 2 volumes, and it's going to be 4. So, I don't know. I'm just paying for extra cover at that point. Though this volume will have number 15 in it, which is definitely the highlight of the CODA series. And we talked a little about that a few weeks ago. But that's all out in January. Then moving on, we have a few preview pictures from Last Stand of the Wreckers number one, which is coming out in January. And I think it looks great. Nick Roche is writing and drawing it, and everything he's done has been phenomenal. So this is the series I'm looking forward to the most. And these images, you kind of see his style. He's used a couple of different styles in the comics, so it's kind of interesting to see where he's going to go with this. And it's kind of wild. You really don't see many comics ever written and drawn by the same person. But he's also responsible for that All Hail Megatron number 15 story, which I thought was so great. So I say definitely pick these up. This is what there is to. This is something to really look forward to in the comics. I think this is going to be a big.
I love the style of the preview. It's very grainy and sort of. I want to say is gaudy the right term, but it's like it's got its own little.
It's kind of cartoony, but it's got enough realism to it to make it feel solid.
Right.
You remember All Hail Megatron 15, right?
Right.
That was him. That was kind of the same style.
So this is going to be awesome then.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome. That's my prediction for this. Is we're looking at some awesome.
Cool.
And,
cool. So a lot of comic stuff coming.
Yeah.
So
there's a lot of stuff on the horizon here. Starting really this month, we're going to see a big surge in the Transformers comics. There was like right before the movie, there was a big blitz. There was like four coming out a month. And then we've actually gone a month without a Transformers comic in the last months. And now it's going to pick back up pretty big time.
So at least in comic-wise, Transformers is still moving forward. So at least fill in the gap before the new cartoon show and Transformers 3.
Yeah, actually, really, the comics are the big news probably right now in Transformers fiction. They're really ramping up. We're going to see The Ongoing come out next month. Bumblebee's going to have his own series. This Wreckers thing is coming up. There's still the Tales of the Fallen going on. So there's a lot of things. And there's the I think the Continuum comes out this month, which is meant to explain the backstory for people who are just jumping in at the beginning of The Ongoing.
Right.
So there's just a ton of stuff that's about to hit.
Cool. So stay tuned, and we'll probably have some more reviews from Ender on the comics as they come out. Because you are the comic man. I hear other people in other podcasts calling you saying, "Oh yeah, Ender's going to be on the show and talking about comics and stuff." And I'm like, "Oh wow, he's like everywhere now. He's like Oprah."
Wow, I'm the Transformers comic Oprah.
Yes.
Say to that.
Yes, you are.
There is nothing under your seats.
You get a new comic.
Not a
you
goddamn get a, thing.
You get a new comic. You get a new comic. All right, so that's about it for comic news. So moving on to original Transformers G1 package art painting up for auction. Longest title ever. It's kind of sad, but is your childhood up for sale? What could top Andrew Wildman selling off Marvel Transformers comic cover art? Jerry Mangades? How do you say it, Jace?
I believe it's Jeffrey. I don't really know how to pronounce his last name, but it's not Jerry. It's Jeffrey.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It would probably be either like Mangiat, maybe. I'm not 100%
Mangiat, sure. Yeah, that sounds right. Jeffrey Mangiat's actual artwork from the back of the G1 toy packaging. That's what. This is no print or reproduction. This is the actual artwork created in gouache paint. Oh, boy. On cold press illustration board that was painted by the world-renowned illustrator himself. The painting shows a truly classic G1 scene with Metroplex deploying Autobot soldiers versus Scorponok. No, that's actually Trypticon's defense base with Mnet Decepticon invasion in opposition. So, with some really weird perspective at some various points, but it still was a very cool painting, so.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, it placed a lot of to it. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say absolutely. And then, you know, you click on the link and he shows that, but he's got the big Dinobot above Earth space battle going on in the background on that one, which is an amazing piece as well. Because I read there was a follow-up on the T-Formers site, which is they got a little bit of an interview with him.
We got a good interview. Yeah, I was going to say. We got a whole – I think it was an exclusive. We got a whole thing about both of those images.
Yeah, I mean that I read that, and that was great. I mean I was hoping it was going to be – just because I'm so interested to hear about stuff like that. I wish it was longer. But
well, what did he say?
Well, I mean, just basically, you know, like how did, it's the usual stuff. Like, how did you get into this? What are your favorites? I mean, not to like downplay what the interview is, but they were fairly standard questions. But, you know, still, when you get someone of this caliber, you know, the standard questions are usually the stuff you want to know. So, I mean, you can go to the website and read it. And I recommend everybody do that, you know, as a follow up to this story. And when I actually, you know, I visited the website when this particular story was the tops on the home page, and I immediately put it in my eBay watch page. And an interesting note is that when I first saw it and put it on my watch page, it was going for $7,500 with no bids. There are still no bids, but he's changed the starting bid to $17,500. Which begs the question, either I wonder if he made a mistake when he listed it, or with only, what is it, one day left, he wanted to make sure it didn't go for a song. And really, I do think $7,500 for a piece of this piece of toy history, so to speak, was a little on the low side.
Yeah, this is a really solid piece of Transformer history. I mean, probably more than anything I've really seen for sale.
Yes.
I mean, like, you know, this is like getting the piece of chewing gum the original sculptor of Optimus Prime's head made that out of. Like, you know, like, yeah. This is like something really solid. Like, this was on every box cover of like of this generation of the toys. And
yes.
I want to know where the other the very first painting that was on.
Yeah, I'm not sure who did the first one. This guy did the second and the third, which is this one's the third, and then the Dinobots and the Insecticons.
Was that the second one?
And he did those too. You know, there is about these interviews too. I was going to say was, you know, you get these people, and kind of this was, you know, job number 7,000,006 way back in the day.
Right.
Yes. They don't remember.
They didn't. You know, this guy just figured out that there was a big Transformer fan and was like, oh, that thing's probably worth money. But even like, you know, Peter Cullen didn't even seem to completely understand how big the fandom was until. Somebody was calling up and were like, hey, would you like $1 billion to reprise this role? I was like, yes, yes, I would.
That will buy a lot of liquor.
Tank tonight.
Well, let's see.
It's Optimus Prime's tank is full.
So. It's about, it's currently.
I'm sorry, Peter Cullen, you were my daddy.
There's actually – it's still zero bids, sadly, and it's $17,500 on eBay currently.
Well, that's what I said. Yeah,
17 is a little high. I got
17, I think, is a little high. To me, more like, you know, 10 to 12 grand would probably be a little more on par. Yeah. But you know what? I mean, this is the one of a kind. Transformers are worldwide, and to some people, 17 grand – I mean, hell, some people make that in a week.
Yeah, I mean, if I had the money, I'd definitely get it. I'd love to get
this. Some people pay that for Optimus Prime spray painted with gold foil.
Yep.
I ran into somebody yesterday who was, he has a bigger collection than mine. And he has some of the Lucky Draw characters, which he got through eBay. And I'm like, how'd you get those? He's like, eBay. So,
yep.
You can find those things. It's usually a matter of coughing up the green.
Right.
There's a lot of stuff out there that's really just. That's the end of the game there.
Oh, if only we were rich, then I could afford many, many more Transformers.
But yeah, but either way,
if I were a rich fan.
Yeah. So, all right.
Well. Have lucky draws up to my bitty, bitty bum if I were a wealthy fan.
So, just a quick side note. The first look at Revenge of the Fallen repainted Dirt Boss figure. Taibo, how do we pronounce that?
I don't know. I'm out of news. Where are you getting this at?
This is from the website. It's posted at auction that features a new image of
Yandere. He's making this up.
Transformers Revenge of the Fallen Scout class repaint. This time it's Dirt Boss that is getting the treatment. The new orange and metallic gray theme with MR-34 on the side appears to be a nod to the GoBots action figure Spoons that also has the orange color theme in the MR-34 marking. So I thought this was kind of cute that they actually repainted the one guy that turns into the forklift in tribute to the GoBot character, which is strangely pretty close to it.
So. And right on. And you know what? Because I just went to the website to try to catch up with you, and I see this, and I have to give this a shout out, because for the most part, I always thought that Mighty Mugs were really stupid looking, but the Shockwave Mighty Mug is really kind of cute.
Really?
Yeah, they've got a picture. They're coming out with a Shockwave Mighty Mug, and that's cool. I like that.
Now, what are those made out of?
Plastic.
Plastic? So they're not like squishy. You don't squish them. They're like sort of...
No.
Okay.
They're
no, just... but that would be genius, wouldn't it? If they were like that foam? Oh, I'd be all about that. You could have like a little stress Starscream.
You family.
You're an idiot, Starscream.
It could say discouraging things to you, and then you'd squeeze it, and it would make little crystallata noises. You're a fool.
Megatron, is that you? Here's a hint. Well, that's it for news this week, guys. We're actually early this week, so
like my girlfriend.
Ooh. Oh.
What? What?
Where did that come?
Sybil? Sybil? Who said that?
It's everything.
Kids, ask your parents. All right. Well, I don't know. Do you want to talk about anything else? We got a couple minutes here.
Yeah, so your mom. You know, that's an insult. You don't have to say anything else.
So V's coming back to television. Is anybody psyched about that?
That's a Tuesday, isn't it?
Yeah, Tuesday. Which, by the way, get out and vote. Go vote.
I didn't get a check from ABC. I'm not pumping that.
Oh, okay.
Do we know if it's a remake of the original series or a continuation, like after all the Star Child BS?
No, it's a reboot.
Yeah, it's like remake / reimagining / we figured out if we put hot chicks on sci-fi things from Battlestar Galactica, we'll make money.
Exactly.
Well, you're a little quiet, Ender, but I don't know about y'all, but you know, Jane Badler back in the day had kind of that cool Alexis Carrington look about her. Like, she really wasn't hot, but she had that meanness about her that you just wanted her to break you.
Oh, you just like that 80s hair.
I do.
Well, the deal is, I mean, this is Battlestar Galactica all over again. They're just, they're like, wow, you know, these things were big metal robots in the 80s, but if we turn them into hot chicks, this is like, I'm sure this will be like Naked V.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, exactly. We have to take off our clothes and absorb the sunlight or else we'll die.
Well, hopefully.
So say we all. What are you doing?
hopefully, this won't be as bad as the Knight Rider remake. So.
Oh my God! Yeah, it's like, oh my God, the Knight Foundation is now run by Abercrombie models. Yay!
We fight crime and dress well too.
We're all incredibly hot with advanced degrees far beyond our years.
And yet we have.
Why does a pole come out of your backside? It's for dancers, Michael.
All right. Well, that concludes this episode of Crazy Guys Anonymous. No, actually, the TFormers.com podcast. I have been your host, IronHigh1975, and I guess we'll be back next week. So,
I guess. Sure.
I don't know if there's news that we'll be back. If not, then maybe we'll take a week off. I don't know. I don't care. So,
I care.
I tell
you. Since he didn't introduce us, bye, Z Piper.
No, seriously. So, this has been IRI1975.
Z Piper?
And that's Count Ducula.
Yeah.
Ender.
Bye, folks.
I think the other team figured it out. IRI. Come on, man. This is way too smart for Iranian scientists. Huh? Think about it. We'll be right back.
TFormers.com podcast is copyright 2009 TFormers.com. Special thanks to the Cleveland band Gravity for use of their music. Go check them out. MySpace.com/Gravity33. Check out our forums and leave your feedback or send us email at podcast@TFormers.com. This has been an ENI production, all rights reserved.
There you go, Chase.
That was a little too much.
Wait. We have sound effects available for the show.
Oh, great.
That'd be the famous T-Formers bong.
Yeah, exactly. You know what, guys? I think Skids and Mudflap are really misunderstood characters. I understand.
Because right here on page 3, we toke up off the air.
Right. Oh, God.
Anyway, do that again, Ender.
It says right here on page 3, we toke up off the air.
Lord.
I even underlined it.
Right.
In case you're a little low.
I think I've brought this up before, Anthony, and I can't quite remember. I think the answer was either one of two things. You couldn't do anything about it, or screw you, you're not doing anything about it kind of thing. And that's that anytime you activate your mic by laughing or doing anything else, it totally blocks out everything else. So if I'm in the middle of a punchline and you're laughing, no one else gets to hear it because all we hear is you're laughing.
Oh. Okay, well, I'll try not to laugh.
I'll try not to be funny.
Right. Well, I mean, that's fine, but I didn't know if that's just the nature of the beast or if there's something you could level out so that that didn't happen.
You just need to talk up.
Oh, well, I
can't talk up if you cut out his mic.
Yeah, I'm already talking pretty loud. I got the mic literally almost. I mean, I could stick out my tongue and lick it.
Does it cut out when I talk?
No, but you can't hear us telling you to shut up.
No, I can hear you.
Oh, you just ignore me. See, we All got right. sound effects for this show.
Just don't overdo it, man. Those can be disastrous.
Yeah, I'm just gonna like, no, today is going to be the day of Anthony's percussion vengeance. Count Dracula.
By the way, I have again until 1:30 because I have to eat and go to work today.
I do too. So let's get the ball rolling.
Hey, real quick, before we get the ball rolling, do you have anything going on this Saturday?
This coming Saturday?
Yes.
Let me check my calendar. This is going to be awkward. I may change this because I'm getting like this annoying echo in my voice. This may not work. In fact, this isn't going to work, so I'm going to hold on. I'll call you back.
Okay.